transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
Lazarus, come out! With those words, God revealed his power in Jesus Christ. The final public miracle of Christ before his passion. The thing that is going to prove that Christ has the power to do what he says he's going to do. There had been other resurrections. This was not the first time Jesus had brought someone back from the dead. But in the other resurrections, the other raisings, they had either just died or they were either on their way to the cemetery. But in this case, Lazarus had been dead, as the scripture says, for 4 days. And according to the tradition, that would mean that it would not have been possible for him to come back to life. It would have meant that he had already begun to decay. This is why the sister says, Lord, are you sure you want to open the tomb? Because there's going to be a stink. There's going to be an odor. And Christ says, didn't I just tell you if you believe you're going to see the power of God? This is what we're celebrating today, the power of God over death. And I wanted to show you the icon for today, the Saturday of Lazarus. And you can see here in the icon, you see Lazarus in his burial clothes, and you see the people standing around covering their faces. Oh my gosh, there's going to be a smell. And you see Martha and Mary at Christ's feet. You see the whole story here, and you see Lazarus coming out of the cave. What you see here, my brothers and sisters, is an icon of faith and an icon of power. The faith of Mary and Martha was deep, my brothers and sisters, but even they had a moment of doubt. We've talked about doubt before. Doubt is not a sin. Weakness is not a sin. It is part of our natural process in believing in Christ. And so when Christ had died, they come to Christ. When Lazarus had died, they come to Christ. If you had only been here, if you had only come a few days sooner, he would still be alive. And I was thinking to myself the comparison that we have with this year's pandemic. For weeks, we have been praying for all this to go away in time for us to be in church for Pascha. We have been praying, we have been hoping that the pandemic would have gone away so we could, as our tradition, fill the church for Holy Week. And so I think to myself, as there have been thousands of people who have died from this horrible pandemic, over 100,000 people worldwide. And I think to myself, are we in that place of Martha and Mary today? Are we saying to Christ, if only you had come sooner, we could be in the church? However, we're not in the church. And so we have to think that just as Christ said to Martha and Mary, it is for the glory of God so that we can witness God's glory. This is why he allows us to struggle, so that we can express our hope in him and that we can see his power. My brothers and sisters, God has the power to do whatever he chooses. So we have to think that if he has chosen, like he did in this morning's gospel, not to bring the healing the people originally wanted, we have to think that God desires something bigger. And so our opportunity this year, my brothers and sisters, is to allow God's ultimate power to show in our love for our brothers and sisters. We are the ones who are weeping because we cannot be in church, but there are thousands who are dying from this illness. The least we can do for them and for their families is to stay at home as much as we can so that God's healing power can make its way through our society. Not specifically always physical healing, but spiritual healing. And when the people see the love that we have for our fellow human beings, then they will glorify God, just as the crowd did in this morning's gospel. They saw the power of God to raise Lazarus, and they believed in him, and they glorified him. And as we're going to celebrate tomorrow on Palm Sunday, they came by the thousands to see him and to see Lazarus afterward. It is my prayer, my brothers and sisters, that this year our sacrifice draw people to Christ. Our willingness to stay home from church will show people our love, and they will glorify God. And that when we're able to come back into the church, we open our doors, we ring our bells, and the church is flooded with new people coming to see Christ, whose power was visible in our love for each other. That is going to be our journey this year. This is our Saturday of Lazarus. It is the opportunity for Christ to bring our faith back to life. I wonder sometimes if God is allowing this so that our faith can be resurrected. So that our faith, our fervor, our strength, our desire for church can be resurrected. That maybe we've let things slide. Maybe we've allowed things to get not so important in our life. And that will be a great resurrection in our faith. That is the power of God. That is why God says, if you believe, you will see the power of God. We know that Lazarus eventually died an earthly death. He became the bishop of Cyprus, and his tomb is there. He eventually died. We eventually will go back into the ground. But today, our feast, our celebration, is the resurrection of our faith and our fervor for the church. Great Lent is behind us. Today, the Feast of Lazarus. Tomorrow, the Feast of Palm Sunday. Sunday night, we begin our Holy Week journey. And I pray that we will do so with a renewed faith, a resurrected faith, a stronger faith in Christ. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.